has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, we serve a great God. We serve a God that's awesome. That's awesome. We serve a God that has done great things, you know. And in order for us to appropriate all those great things that this mighty God that we serve has done for us, you need to know about it. You need to know the great things that God has done for us. We quote the scriptures, you know, our God is a good God and he has done good things. But, hey, you need to know those good things that he has done for us. You need to know those great things that he's done for us. And not only do we need to know, you know, those great things that he's done for us, but we also need to know how to appropriate in our lives those great things that he's done for us. Therefore, we need knowledge. We need information. We need inspiration, too, because the purpose for the inspiration is to inspire us to go and get some information. And when you put those two together, look our devil and look our world. Then we can do like Jesus commanded us to do, go and colonize the earth with heaven. Go and make it on earth just like it is in heaven. Go and do, you know, not the permissive will of our Father in heaven that has done great things, but go and do those great things that he's done. Go and manifest that in their earth. It's one thing to sing about it, to talk about it, to preach about it, to have church about it, and all those are good things. But it's a great thing, man, to be about it. To have it in manifestation, you know. That's what brings the glory to God. That's what glory is. Glory is the expression of a thing, you know, and when it's the full expression of it, then more that's the full glory of it. And the Father said that the earth was going to be filled with the glory of God. That's the manifested acts of God. That's the manifested presence of God. That's the manifested healing virtue, saving grace. All that God's word said, not just in seed form as we get it at first, but in the form of fruits, in manifestation. And that's what brings glory to God, you know. Not when we can quote the scriptures, and not when we can preach about the scriptures, and not when we can sing about the scriptures, but boy, when we can manifest every word in our lives here on the earth. That's what brings glory to our Father in heaven, you know. And that's the purpose for this broadcast right here, to allow God to fill us with the knowledge of his will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, so that we could not only have church about it and sing about it and preach about it, but know. I'm talking about know that we 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 know beyond any shadow of a doubt what is the hope of his calling. You know what he called you to? He called you to a high life. And the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. You know what you've been called to? You've been called to be just like God. Not to be a God your own, but to be just like your Father. Just like him. Just like him. That's how he created us. Just like him. In his image and his likeness. Ruling and reigning, man, just like he ruling and reigning. Manifest, displaying and manifesting his character, his nature, just like he do. In his likeness, walking like him, talking like him, living like him, being like him. Boy, that's the full expression of him. That's his glory. And boy, you know what he said? He ain't gonna share that with nobody else but you. Not for you to take it in your own, but boy, for you to give him all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Was there the manifestation of his word, his exceeding great and precious promises that he's given to us? Well, hey, you got to know that. You got to know about that. You got to have knowledge and understanding and wisdom. Again, that's the purpose for this radio broadcast. To help you, man, Paul prayed a prayer to when he was writing to all the churches, and you know, he said, I pray that you might be filled with the knowledge of God's will. Watch this. With all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Why? Again, so that you could know what is the hope of your calling. Boy, you've been called to a high calling that's in Christ Jesus. To be just like Christ. Glory to God. To be just like Jesus. To be just like your big brother. To be just like him. That's the call. That's the mark. That's the mark that God set for our lives from the very beginning. And that mark will always be what? To be just like Jesus, who is the express image and likeness of his Father. So in other words, to be just like man, our Father in heaven. The Bible said it this way, be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy. What's holy? Being like God. Being like your Father in heaven. And do you know that that's how you were created to be? That's who you were created to be? That's how we were created to be? But you got to know that. And then after coming to the knowledge of that, man, then you got to, man, exercise some faith in that. Hallelujah. Yeah. And then exercising some faith in that, man, and maintaining that confession of faith and casting out your confidence in that, boy, because it has a great recompense or reward. In other words, boy, if you take the seed of God's word, that's how it comes to you at first, in seed form. And if you take that seed of God's word and plant it into your spirit, into your heart, it'll manifest itself, man, in your body, and thereby, boy, manifest itself on this earth. Listen, I told you, man, you know, it's not enough to know all the blessing of God, but you got to know how to get it, how to obtain it. That's why Hosea the prophet said, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We know that God saves, but how? How we get our loved ones saved? We know that God heals, but how? How we appropriate that in our life? We know that God delivers, but how do we get our deliverance? We know that he provides, but how can we, man, get it? He said this way, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest time. There's a time to plant, and there's a time to reap. In the kingdom of God, everything you're going to get, man, is going to be because of that law. There's a law in the kingdom. There are laws in the kingdom that are different from the laws of Moses, but they fulfill Moses' laws in the hearts of mankind. There's a law in the kingdom called a law of sowing and reaping. The Bible said it this way, be not deceived, God not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he reap. And if you take the word of God that always come in seed form and plant that into your life, you got to plant that into your life. You got to sow that. And how you sow that and how you plant that into your life? Well, by finding out what he said and then you speaking it. Hallelujah. Not so much to one another, but speaking it to our circumstances, our situations, our symptoms, to them devils and demons and wicked spirits in high places, speaking. Speaking what? God's word. What you're doing? You're sowing it then. And then when you speak it, that's planting. And then as you continue to speak it and then begin to act on it, little by little, line up on line, precept up on precept, that's watering it and cultivating it. And don't get weary, the Bible say, if you don't see instant results. For he say, in due season, you shall reap if you don't faint, if you don't cave in, if you don't give up, if you don't quit. I think that might be what our problem is. You know, we start sowing the word of God in our lives, and then we don't see the instant results and the circumstance, situation, symptom that come up that oppose itself against that. Then we get off the word of God and start, man, speaking and meditating on the circumstance, situation, and symptom. That's like planting a seed in the ground and then digging it back up. James said it this way. That's kind of like being double-minded. If you plant a seed in the ground and then dig it back up, or if you say one thing what God say one day and then say what the enemy or circumstance situation is saying the next day, that's like planting a seed and digging it back up. The Bible says that's double-minded. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Why? Because you don't plant a seed and dig it back up and think you're going to get a harvest. Plant it today and then you don't see the apples because you plant an apple seed today and you don't see the apples next week. Then you go dig it up and say it ain't working. No, you got to continue the process. Planting, cultivating, watering, and in due season, you'll reap if you don't faint. Jesus said another way, the kingdom of God is like a sower who went out and sowed seed. Then he planted in the field, and then he go to bed. Go home and go to bed. Do a day's work. Then he go home and go to bed. And he say, the Bible say, he knoweth not how, but the earth bring forth of itself. First a little tender shoot, the blade, then the ear, then the corn, then the harvest time, then the reapers come in and take it up. There's a process. That's why I say we learn how to work the word of God work, but we got to learn how to work it. That's our problem. We don't know how to work the word of God. We don't know how to apply the functioning principles of God's kingdom into our lives in order to manifest the true glory of God. Or we can get emotionally stirred up real good, and we can feel something real good, you know. We can go to church, boy, and hear a good message that inspires us and stirs us up, boy, and we say, man, we sure had some good church today, and then that's a good thing. But the purpose for that, there's a purpose for that, like we were saying last week. There's a purpose for everything. There's a purpose for that good inspiration and the good inspirational messages. That's to inspire us and you and I to go and get some information. And when you put, like I said earlier, the both of those two together, then look at our devil. And we start seeing, man, you know, the kingdom of God manifested on the earth. And when it's being manifested on the earth in our lives, not so much as on the earth, but in the earth, in our lives, in our everyday lives. Because before it can be manifested on the earth, it got to get in the earth. What's the earth? What's in the earth? That's got to get in you, in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in your emotions, in your attitudes, in your feelings. Then it manifests itself in your body. In other words, man, in your spirit first, then your spirit related to your soul, then your soul related to your body, then your body manifested on the earth. It's a principle. It's a law in God's kingdom. It's a set principle that works every time, but you have to know how to work it. You know, if we're not careful, like I said, we be preoccupied with the good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. It's a good thing, man, to observe the Mosaic law and to do all that we can, man, to keep that law. That's a good thing. But boy, there are some laws in the kingdom of God that you might not be aware of. There's a law in the kingdom of God, man, found in Romans chapter 8, after Paul had got through sin in chapter 7. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from all this problem I'm doing, man? One, it seems like, man, you know, I do the right thing, but yet there's sin still in me, you know, and sometimes I miss the mark and I fall short sometimes. And and all that. But in my heart and mind, I